This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, worm and bug farmer, horticulturalist, biocontrol specialist, ecopreneur, bioneer, and Dr. Bug Lady. And with me this hour is one of my most favorite guests, Joel Salatin. He's a superstar, author, speaker, farmer. He is in the wake-up business and so much more. Let me tell you a little bit about him. Joel Salatin calls himself a Christian, libertarian, environmentalist, capitalist, lunatic farmer. Others call him the most famous farmer in the world, the high priest of the pasture. With 12 published books and a thriving multi-generational family farm, he draws on a lifetime of food, farming, and fantasy to entertain and inspire audiences around the world. He's as comfortable moving cows in a pasture as addressing CEOs in a Wall Street business conference. His wide-ranging topics include nitty-gritty how-to for profitable regenerative farming, as well as cultural philosophy like orthodoxy versus heresy. A wordsmith and master communicator, he moves audiences from laughs 1 minute to tears the next, from frustration to hopefulness. Joel co-owns with his family Polyface Farm, the farm of many faces in Swoop, Virginia. Featured in the New York Times bestseller Omnivore's Dilemma and award-winning documentary Food Inc., the farm services more than 5,000 families, 50 restaurants, 10 retail outlets, and a farmer's market with salad, bar, beef, pigerator, pork, pasteurized poultry, and forestry products. When Joel's not on the road speaking, he's at home on the farm, keeping the calluses on his hands and dirt under his fingernails, mentoring young people, inspiring visitors, and promoting local regenerative food and farming systems. And now I'm going to ask Joel to join me on the Easy Organic Gardener. Welcome back, Joel. It's so fun to have you on the show again.
Thank you, Sherry. It's a delight.
Oh, my goodness. You're just on the go, go, go. You have been doing so much stuff, and I'm so happy that you have taken the lead here on this. You are the pioneer and crusader for what I think is the best way to have beef and pig and of course, turkeys and chickens and eggs. And so, you know, my hat's off to you. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing and for all the people that you're educating and enlightening.
Well, absolutely. It's, you know, sometimes we feel like Cinderella. You know, all of our early years we were this, doubted living in the ashes, and then we started to ride this tsunami of interest in authentic food and better nutrition, and so here we are. It's fun to be in this place.
You know, and your story is a labor of love. I'm not sure that the same people that were listening, you know, were listening a couple of years ago or so when you were on the show. So just tell us your story, how you revived your parents' farm and made it what it is today along with the help of your family.
Sure. Well, so our family came here in 1961 when I was just four, and dad was an accountant and mom was a high school physical ed health teacher, and so we came here. It was the cheapest, most worn out gully rock pile in the Mid-Atlantic region. I don't know the whole region, but I've never seen one worse, let's put it that way. It was cheap because it was so worn out, and of course, you know, they both, mom and dad, worked out, did the, you know, the typical off-farm job commute thing. Dad did very early seek a lot of counsel, both public and private agriculture consultants. How do I make a living on this farm? And every single one of them said, plant corn, build silos, borrow more money, run the cows through the woods. That was the whole deal. And his father, grandfather. My grandfather was a charter subscriber to Rodale's Organic Gardening and Farming magazine when it first came out in, I'm going to think, like 1948 or something like that. And so Grandpa had this, you know, had this ethic, and Dad got that from him, and I got it from Dad. So, you know, I don't have one of these conversion experiences. I say, you know, I was weirdness was already in my DNA before I was born. And so in those early years, we set our hands to initially just stopping the erosion. How can we do this? So we put rock piles in the bottom of gullies. We cut brush and hauled it into the bottom of gullies to hold the, you know, debris and silt and things like that. And this made little terraces, and then there'd be some grass start to grow in it. And Dad set his hand to just, you know, trying different things. And one of the most significant ones I remember was a Sunday afternoon trip we took somewhere. I don't remember where it was. I was just, I don't know, 7 or 8. What I do remember is Dad's excitement driving home. We'd gone to see a guy that had portable shelters for animals. I don't even know if it was pigs, chickens, lambs. I don't know what it was, but all I remember was this kind of epiphany, this aha moment where, oh, well, you don't need a barn, you don't need a stationary shed, you just make everything portable. And so early on, he got a hold of some Andre Voisin stuff on, you know, on pasture management, began developing electric fence systems so we could control the animals, control the cows, move them around. So by the 70s, by the time I'm in high school, we've got the bones, if you will, of a kind of a moving, of an animal moving choreography. We didn't have all the species yet, but we were definitely moving that direction. We were starting to compost, we were working in the woods, we were chipping branches, composting, and so then one of my years in college, it was in the late 70s, I'd come home every summer, and you know, June was making hay, July was one big project, and then August was getting firewood in so Mom and Dad didn't freeze in the wintertime. And that was kind of the way my summers went. Well, one July, I spent that month putting in fence posts and built a permanent kind of electric fence grid. And suddenly we were able to change from moving the cows, you know, kind of weekly to every day. Everything changed at that point. Everything changed. And, I mean, not only ecologically and moving the productivity forward, but also the demands for having to have water everywhere. I mean, if you're going to move them every day, they're going to be in small paddocks, and you have to have water everywhere. Well, how do you get water everywhere? You know, so then we had to think about, you know, delivering water systems, and that gradually morphed into what we have today, which is 8 miles of gravity-fed water, no pumps, no electricity. We've built permaculture-style ponds up in the high ground, and that water gravity feeds down through this grid of water to provide water, you know, all over the place. And you know, we began direct marketing. Dad understood that, you know, a small farm can't make an income with narrow margins. So we've got to wear the middleman hats. We've got to be the processor, the marketer, the distributor, all those things. Wear all those hats, the middleman, and then we can increase our margin. So, you know, we put our hands to that, and it's grown over time. And here we are today with, you know, with a $2.5 million business. We never expected that, but here it is, and we're just trying to hang on for the ride.
Woohoo! It's such a great story, and you know, what a wonderful, when you think about it, what a wonderful gift that the family inherited this beat up farm, because look at all the lives of that you've touched and how others are able to follow your model now and, like yourself, make a difference. I'm just so excited about what you do. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break, Joel, and when we come back, we're going to be talking some more. I want to talk a little bit more about how the farm actually is set up so people understand it. So for those of you listening, don't go away. We're coming back with much more of Joel Salatin.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. And with me this hour is the remarkable author, speaker, farmer, Joel Salatin. Among his many accolades, he has written 12 books about integrity living, regenerative farming, and farm entrepreneurship. Here are a few that I recommend you read and be purchased online. Go to polyfacefarms.com, polyfacefarms, that's P-O-L-Y, Face Farms, for more information on how and where to purchase. One of my favorites is Pasteurized Poultry Profits, net $25,000 in 6 months on 20 acres. Salad Bar Beef, You Can Farm, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Start and Succeed in a Farming Enterprise. Family-Friendly Farming, a multi-generation home-based business testament. Holy Hogs and Hog Heaven, The Food Buyer's Guide to Farm-Friendly Food, is an attempt to bring producers and patrons together in mutual understanding and appreciation. And my favorite is Everything I Want to Do is Illegal, War Stories from the Local Food Front. Welcome back, Joe. So you've set the stage here. Just walk us through how it all happens on the farm.
People ask me all the time, how did you dream up all this stuff? You've got eggmobiles and gobbledygoes and millennium feather nets and shade mobiles and all this stuff. All this stuff moves around. And so the simple answer is, we started looking, we said, well, how does nature work? It should give us all pause to realize that, 500 years ago, North America produced more food than it does today, even with all of our farmers and our John Deere tractors and our, and chemical fertilizer. So that should give us all pause. And so when we started looking at that template, we realized, well, first of all, nature functions primarily from perennial. Yes, there are annuals, but they're not that many. They're relatively few annuals. So it's a perennially based. Russell Smith, wrote Tree Crops, and Boisin wrote, Grass Productivity. So it's grasses and trees. It's these perennials that are the foundation of it. And then the next thing is, well, animals are everywhere. There's no animalist ecosystem. We have a fundamentally integrated system, not a segregated system. And so, as a result, we can't we can't break these things apart. What we have to do is integrate them relationally and symbiotically. And so so we started looking at these animals and said, well, what about animals? Well, guess what? Animals move. They don't stay in one place. They're not stationary. They move around. Well, if they move around, we've got to be able to control them. We've got to shelter them. And we've got to be able to feed them, with all mobile, portable systems. And so what we do today, and then another one was, well, how does soil get built? Well, soil gets built with organic matter, in situ organic matter. It doesn't get built with, chemical 10-10-10 that's brought in from the fertilizer factory. It's in situ carbon. So we purchased a wood chipper so we could take crooked and diseased and junk trees and begin composting with them, using them for bedding under the livestock when they were housed. They're not housed very much, but they are housed once in the dead of winter. And we said, well, can we use animals to do important projects for us? Do we have to do everything with machines? Well, no. So we started following the cows with chickens. We built eggmobiles and chickens free range out, scratch through the cow patties, eat out the fly larva, spread the cow patties into the soil to stimulate fertility. And instead of shooting the cows up with ivermectin and things that kill the bugs, we simply collect thousands of dollars worth of eggs as a byproduct of the pasture sanitation program. This is the egret on the rhino's nose, right? It's one of the most foundationally symbiotic relationships in nature, is the bird herbivore relationship. And then compost. Well, we started it and we started making these windrow compost piles. So wait a minute. We don't have to do this with machinery. Why can't pigs do this? Pigs have a plow on the end of their nose. So we started putting corn in the bedding under the cows. when we were feeding them hay in the wintertime, and of course the cows tromped out the oxygen that made the bedding ferment, and that fermented the corn. And when the cows went out on grass in the spring, we put the pigs in. The pigs sought the fermented corn, fluffed up all that bedding, and converted it from anaerobic to aerobic compost. And when they were done, then we could spread that on the fields as our fertility. And so it fully honored the pigness of the pig and gave the pig... So the pigs now became not just pork chops and bacon. They became co-laborers in this great land healing ministry, you know. And so the whole thing is trying to create an affirming, physiologically sacred place for all the plants, all the animals to fully express their distinctiveness. And that's still one of the things that we still continue to try to do better every year. I mean, at first we started raising turkeys in the broiler shelters. Well, you know, that was a little problematic. They were a little bit big for that. So then we started doing the turkeys in the electric nettings and made a gobbly-go, a portable structure that moved along with them for shelter, and gave the turkeys way more because they're great big long legs and love to run farther. And yet, you don't want them in the flower beds and up around where they're going to cause trouble. And so this tension between expression and control, you know, it's an ongoing tension. But that's where we are today, you know. And I mean, the cows grew. I mean, now we're running almost 1,000 head of cattle. We lease about 12 properties in the area as well, and manage those properties for other people who have come and said, well, I would like you to do for my property what you've done to yours. And the gullies are all forested or grassed up or healed up. We've built countless ponds. The rocks that used to be, you know, completely, where there wasn't even enough dirt to hold up an electric fence stake, now there's, you know, 12 to 14 inches of soil. I mean, it's not 5 feet like it was 1,000 years ago, but it's a lot more inches than it was 60 years ago, and it continues to build. We've moved organic matter from 1% to 8%, which means we can hold a lot more water, and have we arrived? No, we haven't arrived. We feel like we haven't even scratched the surface, but we do know that that these natural templates, these patterns of nature, when we take them and place them on our domestic production, it just blossoms. So often we think that nature is this reluctant partner we have to, you know, wrestle and force and I'm going to make you do this or that or the other, when actually nature is a benevolent lover that just wants to be caressed. And the question is, how do we caress it to bring out nature's natural desire for abundance?
I love that, a benevolent lover. Let's take a break. We have to take a break, but we're coming right back, all of you, with the benevolent and amazing and elegant and eloquent Joel Salatin. Don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
U.S. KSA Radio News with John Hunt.
More than 1,000 Central American migrants surged onto a bridge spanning the Suchate River between southern Mexico and Guatemala as Mexican National Guardsmen attempted to impede their journey north. Mexican officials allowed a number of migrants to enter the country via the bridge, while a voice over the loudspeaker warned that migrants may not be granted asylum in the U.S. even if they make it that far. Nearby, hundreds of guardsmen line the river to prevent migrants from crossing into Mexico by swimming. Mexico's government has said migrants entering the country without registering will be not allowed to pass from its southern border area. But those seeking asylum or other protections will be allowed to apply and legalize their status in Mexico. Guatemalan officials counted more than 3,000 migrants who registered at border crossings to enter that country in recent days and additional migrants who did not register. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. And this is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. My remarkable guest this hour is author, speaker, farmer, and entertainer Joel Salatin. To learn more about how to purchase his books and learn about some of the most amazing farming techniques, like raising stewing chickens, pastured turkeys and broilers, forage-based rabbits, salad bar beef, pasteurized eggs, lumber, and pigerator pork, go to polyfacefarms.com, polyfacefarms.com. Welcome back, Joel. Oh, my goodness. I am taking notes furiously. I love what you said, the pigness of the pig. This beautiful way of working in concert with nature as opposed to having to control and destroy and somehow a lack of respect, because we are all a part of this beautiful thing that we call nature. And this is so important, especially in this time where there is so much concern about the future of our precious planet that we all ride upon every day, how grateful we are to have what we have. You are definitely leading the way, and thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, it's a pleasure. You know, we feel like a culture that doesn't ask how to make happy pigs probably won't ask how to make happy Toms and happy Marys and happy Elizabeths. And so it's how we respect and honor the least of these that creates an ethical framework on how we respect and honor the greatest of these. And so that's foundational to our premise here.
Absolutely. And you have a beautiful philosophy at Polyface Farm. Tell us a little bit about that, because I think this is what you've been talking about. Your philosophy is not just about your farm. It is a way of life for all of us. It is truly a start to finish. It makes everything right and looks at the opportunity of community and co-creation.
Yeah, well, you know, when people ask, like, what gets you up in the morning? You know, what floats your boat, if you will? Those are all kinds of cliches that we use to express that idea. And for me, it's being able to walk out that back door every day, step into a nest or even an ecological umbilical, if you will, this womb, and be a fellow participant. You know, in a day when people feel disempowered and, well, what can I do? And there's a prevalent, you know, victimhood mentality out there. What's the use? The idea that we can each come alongside a healing as a participant. We can come down off the bleachers and we can get in the game and participate to bring healing is not only an incredibly hopeful thought, but it's truly a mission. You know, people from, you know, forever have been drawn and attracted to sacred missions, and all of us who, you know, want to do things, we're always trying to message what we do in terms that will be attractive to the next generation, that will be a legacy of a vision. And and so, you know, what can be more visionary or mission oriented than healing? And I don't mean just healing the planet, but healing our communities, healing our relationships, all those kinds of things. So can we design a way to live, a way to eat, a way to farm, a way to do business that that is ultimately healing, that at the end of the day is healing? You know, right now our measurement of gross domestic product, GDP measurement, does not separate whether the activity creates sickness or creates health. You know, if I dump a bunch of pollution in the river out here, the cost of cleanup is viewed as a societal asset because it creates jobs and spends money. And you can't have a healthy culture that has no way to separate economic activity that either heals or hurts. If we can't even be creative enough to separate what heals from what hurts, you know, heaven help us. And so, you know, even if you're living in a tenement in a city, you can participate in this by where you spend your money. Who do you, you know, like the old Chinese proverb, which dog is going to win? Well, the dog you feed. And so, so how we vote with our food dollars, where we put what we put on the menu is ultimately going to create the landscape, the planet that our grandchildren will inherit. I mean, it really is that simple. And what we have today is the physical manifestation of trillions and trillions and trillions of decisions that have been made by our ancestors. And what we're going to have in 50 years is going to be trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of decisions that are made by us and our descendants until then. That's the way the world is. So get in the game and enjoy the honor and privilege of being able to participate in it.
Wow, I love what you're saying. Get in the game and participate in the honor of what this is all about. And I often talk on the show about voting with our dollars, how important that is to be thoughtful and conscientious about, you know, where is the end result of this? And how did this, if we're just talking food in particular, you know, who are the people that help create this? You know, and the microorganisms in the soil and the mycorrhizae, and it goes on and on and on. And I'm just so amazed at all the things that you guys are doing. I love your book, Everything I Want to Do is Illegal. Tell us some of the things you want to do that are illegal.
there are numerous things. One would be selling raw milk. It seems so simple, and yet in Virginia here, raw milk is almost in the same category as a illicit drug. And of course, anybody that knows me knows I'm also in favor of legalizing all drugs too. I think a government that can tell you what you can't smoke or shoot up can also tell you what you can't swallow. And so we've got to be careful about who we give. Who we give the decision-making power to decide what our microbiome is going to be fueled with, we got to be careful about who we give that power to. And I think that's a good test for freedom versus tyranny. But there are other things as well. We'd like to be able to dress animals here on the farm more, more freely. We would like to be able to take apprentices, young people that are, younger than 18. I think it's quite amazing that today our child labor laws have morphed into the fact that, you can put a 16-year-old behind 3,000 pounds of steel and send them 70 miles an hour down the interstate, and that's perfectly safe. But if that same 16-year-old comes out to my farm and helps me build a chicken pen using a cordless drill, that is a an illegal tool that 16-year-old is incapable of handling. It's these kinds of hypocrisies and inconsistencies in our society that are just they impede choice. I think if you want to come to my farm, ask around, look around, and as a consenting adult, make a voluntary choice, you should be able to do it.
I think you should. And we're going to come right back to those of you who are listening with the amazing Joel Salatin.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener, and this is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. And with me this hour is my hero, author, speaker, entertainer, and farming enthusiast, Joel Salatin. People Eat the Food from Polyface Farms says it's like no other, simply outstanding. To learn more about Joel, his books, speaking engagements, and farm, go to polyfacefarms.com, PolyFaceFarms.com. Welcome back, Joel. So we were talking about things that, everything I want to do is illegal. And, you know, you've done such a beautiful job of working through the system. I know when we first started our business rearing insects, I couldn't imagine all the things that stood in our way just to grow some bugs, for heaven's sake. It's like, you know, growing little tiny livestock. But we understand what that's all about. And, you know, like yourself, we also are pioneers and crusaders for this important, I don't know if we call it a movement, but just it's how it should be. It's how it should be. It's how it was a long time ago, and glad that we're coming full circle.
We live in a day where people are so disconnected. Here's the thing. I think the principle here is that we're all like this. I mean, this isn't something that's unique to other people. I'm like to say, I fear what I don't know. we tend to be that way. We fear what we don't know. And so what happens is, as we have become more and more ignorant, as we don't know more and more about food as a culture, we begin to fear food. And a lot of people, they fear food. I mean, look at the diet concerns and all the fads and the everything from veganism to name your thing. And as a result of that fear, we've asked for more and more government oversight. Collectively as a culture. And the problem is that government, that quote-unquote government oversight, is not apolitical. It's very agenda-driven, and it's driven by an agenda that's articulated by the industrial, the agri-industrial complex, and that is not one that is actually going to embrace, endorse, and facilitate innovation. And so, here we are with on-farm processing of chickens, for example, in the open air, that has, minuscule amounts of contamination compared to in a great big processing facility where there's millions and millions. They go every day, and there's no fresh air, no sunshine, no windows, but nothing but antimicrobial sterilants and chlorine. And the difference between those systems is remarkable, and yet one's illegal and one's not illegal. And I think that we need to appreciate that how a culture handles its lunatic fringe is how that culture is going to embrace innovation, because innovation, by definition, runs counter to the existing orthodoxy. And so, if we're going to have a culture that embraces innovation, we necessarily have to free up the lunatic fringe to be able to honor the kind of innovation, the kind of disruptors that actually happen, in a system.
Hear, hear. I couldn't agree more with that. One of the things that people always wonder, how can we, how can people afford this kind of food? Is it expensive? Tell us how people, I know you have a rule, which I really like, is that you only sell to a certain radius of away from the farm. And so explain that to us, because I think this is important for people who are getting very excited about what you're talking about. But then, how are they able to participate in?
Yeah, well, interestingly, maybe you didn't know, but 6 months ago, July 4th last year, we officially made the public decision to begin shipping. And the reason is, I don't know if you're familiar with the little business book, Who Moved My Cheese, about these two mice, and they go through this maze every day to find their cheese. Well, one day they go and somebody moved their cheese, so now they got to find a different route to their cheese. And that's very much the way we feel here at Polyface. And when we started this thing, 50 years ago, with snail mail, phone calls, and Kodak carousel slide projectors, remember those?
Yes.
And what's happened since then is Amazon.com, Walmart has become the largest worldwide marketer of organics. We've got certification, government certification, so the government now owns the word organic. You have to have a license in order to use it. There are a lot of things that have changed in those 50 years that have made us have to change some things to stay relevant. And so we are still absolutely committed to local, and I always tell people, find your local source. But we also appreciate, for example, right now, in 2 weeks, we'll be sending up a a large van full, I mean, it'll be whatever, 3 tons of food to New York City, okay, to a guy up there who spent 2 years trying to find his food that he had grown up with in Poland, in the old country of Poland. And when he found us, he found it. And so what's interesting is that because of taxes and regulations and different things in New York State, he can get this stuff from us at substantially cheaper prices because the cost of living is cheaper down here. And because of the simple logistics of the internet, the democratization of information, we can get it to him cheaper than he can get it from local folks right there who are trying to farm in the smothering context of New York's tax and liability laws. Same thing's happening with it. We've got a customer in Connecticut. He just came down and got a whole pallet full of stuff 2 weeks ago, and he wants to come back and get a pallet full every month. Why? Because in Connecticut, the tax rates are so high, the regulatory infrastructure is so high, that everybody who tries to do what we do has to sell it for 50% more to comply with the, you know, with the context of their situation. And so it's a real tension in the system. So your original question was, how can the people afford this food? How can they get it? Well, now I can make a shameless, you know, point that if you can't find it, you can get it from us, from anywhere in the U.S. And that's not a compromise. That's simply explaining that somebody moved our cheese, and we started realizing as sales plateaued for 3 years, my goodness, we're going to go out of business if we don't embrace doorstep delivery, if we don't embrace social media, and if we don't embrace the people that are trying to beat our doors down from outside of our delivery radius. Here we are, we're trying to market to people in the neighborhood. They don't want it. They want to go down to McDonald's. Meanwhile, we've got people that are 5 hours away saying, I want to come and get it by the pallet load. And we're going to say no to them while we beat our brains out trying to get neighbors to go into McDonald's?
Hilarious.
It is. And so we started just sitting around the table with each other and saying, have we created a cult, or has somebody moved our cheese here? And we realized, in fact, A, we had created a cult, and somebody did move our cheese.
Good thinking. Good for you guys. I'm so happy. As soon as I get off the radio show, I'm going to order.
Okay.
Oh my gosh!
Great.
I'm so excited. My kids.
And so we've had a very soft launch, but I mean there are cool loopholes now. We're using recyclable boxes. You send the boxes back to us empty. There's a little loophole in the postal code that lets you put a book in it. And you can send it back media mail real cheap. So
we're at the end of the show, and I'm so grateful to you. Thank you. I'm sending love to you and your family, and for all the great things you do. We've got to get you back on the show again because there's so much to talk about. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Sherry.
You bet.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.